Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Dear beloved, I want to welcome you to this week's edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God and Maker, we want to say thank you to you. We bless you. We magnify you, Lord, for making it possible for us to see yet another day. We went to bed yesterday, and in your infinite mercies, you woke us up this morning. We give you all the glory. We give you all praises. We give you all honor. We give you all adoration. We thank you, Lord, for your wonderful and your glorious plans concerning us as individuals, as a family, as a church, and as a nation. We bless and we magnify you. We thank you for all the previous broadcasts, for the souls that have been won to your kingdom, for the life that have been transformed by just listening to these messages. Be thou lifted up, my Lord. Be thou exalted. Be thou glorified. In the name of our Lord Jesus. Everlasting Father, we commit today's broadcast into your hands, and we pray, Lord, that indeed you will speak to us individually and collectively. That which we need to hear, let us hear it in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We bless you and magnify you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. I'm very, very excited to be with you once again this week. I thank God for your life. I thank God for that which the Lord is doing for you, with you, through you, and by you. And His mighty hand will continue to rest upon you all the days of your life in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today, I'll be sharing with you what I titled, The Chain Fell Off. The Chain Fell Off. And I'm taking my text from the book of Acts chapter 12, and I'm reading from verse 1 to 11. Then now about the time, Herod the king stretched out his hand to arouse some from the church, that he killed James, the brother of John, with his sword. And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to seize Peter also. Now it was during the days of the unleavened bread. But when he had arrested him, he put him in prison and delivered him to 40 of soldiers to keep him, intending to bring him before the people after Passover. Peter was therefore kept in prison, but constant prayer was offered to God for him by the church. And when Herod was about to bring him out that night, Peter was sleeping, bound with two chains, between two soldiers and the guards, before the door were keeping the prison. Now behold, an angel of the Lord stood by him, and the light shone in the prison. And he struck Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, "Arise quickly." And his chain fell off his hands. Then the angel said to him, "Guard yourself and tie on your sandals." And so he did. And he said to him, "Put on your garment and follow me." So he went out and followed him. And did not know that what was done by the angel was real, but thought he was sleeping, seeing a vision. And when they had passed the first and the second guard post, they came to the iron gate that leads to the city, which opened to them of his own accord. And they went out and went down one street, and immediately the angel departed from him. And Peter had come to himself. Now I know for certain that the Lord has sent his angel and has delivered me from the hand of Herod and from all the expectations of the Jewish people. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, the Almighty God that delivered Peter from the hands of Herod and from all the Jewish people. That same God will deliver you in the name of Jesus. The every chain that the enemy have used to tie you down, those chains shall fall off this day in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord will arise on your behalf in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, there are certain things I want us to learn from this passage, and I pray that the Almighty God will indeed open our eyes to the revelation and we'll be able to run with them in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, if you are being persecuted for doing the work of God, don't feel disillusioned. The Almighty God is with you. He tells us in the book of Matthew chapter 10, verse 18, he said, "You will be brought before governors and kings for my sake, as a testimony to them and to the Gentiles. But when they deliver you up, do not worry about how or what you should speak, for it will be given to you in that hour what you should speak. For it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father who speaks in you." So, brothers and sisters, doing the work of God, if you are being persecuted for doing the work of God, do not worry. Jesus said he will not leave you. He said he will not forsake you. He will be with you. He will keep you. Because you may be wondering that you are the only one living the life of righteousness. Everybody around you doing the wrong thing and everybody making jest of you. Don't worry. I bring good news to you today that the Almighty God will keep you. He will protect you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The enemy fights with everything they have. All the arsenal they have, they use it to fight the battle. And that's why you can see Peter was arrested. He was arrested after, beside being chained. You have security men guiding him on all sides. But despite that, the angel of God came and delivered him. No matter what may surround you, no matter what the machinations of the enemies against you, the Almighty God will arise for you. In the mighty name of Jesus, he will deliver you from every shackles of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, every pit that the enemy have dug for you, he will not fall into the pit. It's the enemy that will fall into their own pit. In the mighty name of Jesus, the security men that were guiding Peter, they were the one that died for him. At the end of the day, when you read the whole of that passage, the Almighty God will be with you. He will keep you. He will direct you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, God moves when hopes appear to the lost, when it seems as if nothing, because when you look at that situation of Peter, the night he was supposed to be killed by Herod, he had planned to kill him that night. But Peter was rescued. The Almighty God will rescue you. Don't lose hope. The book of John chapter 16. John chapter 16 says, "And in that day you will ask me nothing. Most assuredly I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give unto you. Until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full." Ask God. Ask him and your joy will be full. The Almighty God is more than able to deliver you. Call unto him in the time of trouble and he will deliver you. Don't worry how he's going to do it. Leave that to him. Be sure that he will deliver you in the name of Jesus. You see, let us not look at our environment. Oftentimes we lay so much emphasis on what we see. Looking at the environment of Peter, everything seems lost. All hopes were lost. But the Bible tells us in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4, reading verse 18, he said, "Why we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal." So let our focus be on Christ. The book of Hebrews chapter 11, Hebrews 11, reading from verse 3, he said, "By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible." So, brothers and sisters, let our focus be on Christ, the author and the finisher of our faith. Let us not be swayed away. Let us not be frightened by what we see. But what does the word of God say concerning you? Look for the word of God, the promises of God. The word of God is yea and amen, and his word will certainly come to pass in your lives, in the life of your families, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So don't be focused on what your environment is saying. But brothers and sisters, as we are enjoying in the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17, it says, "Pray without ceasing." Let us cultivate the habit of prayer. Let us be prayerful. Do not relent One of the ways the enemy fights us is that he makes us weary in the place of prayer. I pray that the Almighty God will strengthen you in the place of prayer in the name of Jesus. Your prayer altar, the fire on your prayer altar will never go down in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The grace, the strength to pray, the Almighty God will release unto you in the mighty name of Jesus. And each time you cry unto him, the Almighty God will answer you speedily in the name of our Lord Jesus. Every prince of Persia that want to hinder your prayer from being answered, the Almighty God will remove them in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So shall it be in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. In the process of even praying, God might speak to you. And when he speaks to you, you are supposed to follow his instruction. When the angel of God came to Peter, he told him, Peter, wake up, arise and follow me. Peter was following him. He doesn't even know what he was doing. You follow God, not with your intellect. You follow him based on his instruction. What is he saying? Follow him. Whatever he says, follow him. Just like Mary, the mother of our Lord Jesus Christ, told the disciples in the book of Luke, Luke chapter 2, whatever he tells you to do, he said, do it. Whatever that Jesus tells you to do, just do it. When he went to Galilee for the wedding, he told the disciples, look, don't start arguing. Whatever this Jesus tells you, just do it. And brothers and sisters, whatever he tells you, do it. And as you do it, then the Almighty God will begin to move on your behalf. Don't question him. Don't ask, what is he going to do? Everything he tells you, just do it in the name of Jesus. And another thing I want you to know is that do not be afraid, because God is ready to substitute other people's life for you. Those who are planning evil against you, their life will be substituted for yours. In the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 43, verse 3, he says, for I am the Lord your God, the only one of Israel, your Savior. I gave Egypt for your ransom, Ethiopia and Serbia in your place. Since you are precious in my sight, you have been honored and I have loved you. Therefore, I will give men for you and people for your life. He's ready to give men for you, people for your life. Your life is precious in the sight of God, and he will not allow your life to be destroyed just like that. So brothers and sisters, do not fear. Put your trust in God. That situation that appears hopeless, he can turn it around. In the case of Lazarus, he was dead, he was buried for 4 days, he was stinking, but Jesus Christ was able to heal him. He brought him back to life. In the book of John, John chapter 11, in verse 43, he said, now when he had said these things, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he who had died came out bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was wrapped with a cloth. And Jesus said to them, loose him and let him go. Jesus is saying to your captors this day, loose him and let him go. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, that situation that appeared to be dead, the Almighty God will bring them back to life. That dead bones will rise again. In the mighty name of Jesus, that dead dream will come to pass. In the name of Jesus, the brothers of Joseph thought they have destroyed his dream, not knowing that they are helping him to fulfill destiny. You will fulfill destiny. Everyone that thinks they are working against you, unknowingly to them, they begin to work in your favor. In the name of Jesus, everything that God has created will work in your favor. The sun, the star, the moon, the wind will work in your favor in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. But for this to be possible, you must have a relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. The Peter we are talking about here, he had a relationship with him. He was with Jesus to the end. That was why the angel of God was able to come and deliver him. You know this Christ we are talking about. If you do not know him, this is a great and wonderful opportunity for you to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. So just say after me, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. And it's you and you alone I will serve all the days of my life. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Father, thank you for this, your children. that have given their lives unto you. I pray, Lord, that you write their names in the book of life. And I decree and declare for everyone who have heard this message, the mighty hand of God will be upon you. Every chain of captivity, they are hereby broken in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. The Almighty God will elevate you. He will take you higher and higher beyond your wildest imagination. In the mighty name of Jesus. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God until we meet again next week. God bless you richly. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.